Wednesday is the day it's supposed to.
We're on. Okay. I'm Terry Thompson, Chairman of the Planning Board, and we'll open this meeting up at 6:02, and we'll have roll call.
Chris Darrow?
Here.
Terry Thompson?
Here.
Ledren?
Here.
Brian Dickey?
Here.
Okay. We need to approve the July 17th, 2017 minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Don't sound like anybody opposed. Okay. Appreciate the literature you sent out to us, and we'll turn it over to you on the municipal codes update.
Okay. So last month, we talked a little bit about the codes, and I've had more time to look at them, and they need some fixing. I've found a lot of interesting things, like the commercial zones say there's no setback, but in the building title, it says there's setbacks. There's landscape provisions in three different places. And just a lot of things need to be cleaned up and fixed, which I know you probably know this, but I'm learning it. But we have what I was hoping to talk to you tonight about, kind of the direction that we want to go in doing that. You know, if we're going to rewrite the code, we might as well rewrite it in a way that we want. I don't think we can just take what's there and kind of tweak it. I think we kind of need to mostly kind of start from scratch. So what I gave you in your packet that was sent out, well, first of all, I just went through the existing commercial zones, because you said you want to start with commercial, to make a chart showing which uses are allowed, conditional, and prohibited in the various commercial zones. So that was kind of an interesting exercise. And they were mostly arranged alphabetically, so I tried to kind of stay with that, so that's just why they're in the order that they are, except I think I put the prohibited ones kind of toward the end. So as you can see, there's maybe not a lot of logic to what's allowed in one zone compared to another zone. So we can work on that. Anyway, that's what that first section was. The next one was an example from Moses Lake of a way that you can take all your commercial zones and combine them into one chapter. You have a chart showing uses, kind of like the one that I started for Othello. You get them into the chart showing setbacks. And so it's just easier, because a lot of the things in the commercial zone, they're all the same in all the zones, or it's easy to see, show what's different. So that's one option, one way to go. It's one I kind of like. I mostly wrote that one, so. that's one way we can go. Then next thing I gave you was some information about design review, because there was a lot of talk about aesthetics. And so if you want things to look in a certain way, you have to provide some standards so that people know and so that you have something to review against. So that was just some information from MRSC about what design review is. I also gave you from MRSC some information about form-based codes and traditional neighborhood development. So, and then followed that up with some PowerPoint slides from a presentation about what's a form-based code. And then what I handed out tonight, something I didn't provide but realized I should have, was this one, which is from City of Kennewick, where they actually have design standards they have some for commercial and some for residential. I just gave you a few snippets from commercial. And there are pictures, which is really helpful. And they have some mandatory standards and then some recommended standards. So it doesn't appear they do a design review commission or any kind of a board. They just have standards that are reviewed by staff. So that's another option of a direction that we can go. So that's just kind of a brief overview of what I sent out, what we can talk about. guess I'm looking, I need to have some discussion about what do we do next? Which way do we head on this project?
Any comment from the board? Chris?
Well, I guess the first thing that I'm looking at, some of this, of course, I just got, so
right.
I'm kind of digesting it. My first question comes in zoning. And does our zoning make sense with our vision for what we're trying to accomplish for the future of Othello? Does our C1 make sense with our C2, with our C1B, with our industrial and that flow, as well as how it flows with residential? So I think that's one of the questions I have to the commission. And then from there, whether our definitions, whether this is the best way to go. I really liked the Moses Lake one. The way they used the categories for explanations, I thought that was a great way to kind of, it was much easier to understand than what I got from City of Othello in their explanations. It made a lot more sense to me. So maybe incorporating something like that after we've looked at zones might be the way to go.
Roger, you got any comment?
No.
Brian?
I don't.
Okay. We'll proceed with you. Which way you want to go, Ann and Chris here?
What's that?
I guess I'm impressed that Ann wrote this code here, so.
I can't take full credit for it. It was a team effort, but.
But that shows that you have done this. You kind of understand where things are going and what needs to be done to make it easier to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been one of our big drawbacks here in Othello, is our code is so packed, just add-ons here and there, that you don't really know what the full code is. And so you can tweak it if you go study it, and you can get something passed, even though it probably shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
John and Bob, you got any comment?
I do. I like the use chart. That's what we did in the county. I mean, we did that quite a few years ago, and to a certain extent, the county broke out, maybe not quite as many categories as here.
Okay, well, that's a relatively easy fix. I mean, it just takes a little bit of time to pull it together. I guess the next thing would be to talk about what uses would actually be allowed in the zones. And I kind of struggled because there were no definitions mm-hmm. of what's a C1 zone, what's a C1B zone. I kind of found some of that in the comp plan, but it's not in the zoning code that I could see. And so I wasn't sure, what's the purpose of each of these four commercial zones.
That's kind of my question too, in looking at this, is I didn't understand definition. Like I said, again, I'm kind of, flow of the city and how these zones come together. If we're doing this, if there's some place we need to, do we need to tighten up our zones, number one, or expand them, definitely work on the definitions. What is a C1B?
Well, according to the comp plan, it is.
C1's mainly Main Street, isn't it? Where the main businesses are.
It says that the C1B zoning is similar to C1, except it appears to exist solely to accommodate existing residential uses that existed prior to the zoning district. It appears to be mislabeled as it functions as a residential zone and not a commercial one. So there's only a little bit of area, I think.
So the only difference with this C2 then is that there's a residential grandfathered in?
Well, with a C1B.
C1B?
C2, it says, allows for service uses and activities that occur outside of structures. Tends to require larger parcels to accommodate the display of goods for sale and for larger structures. So,
have you got a mic you can talk into? I got my hearing aid, Jim. I'm sure I'm having a hard time hearing you a little bit, man.
Sure. A little bit closer. Is that better?
That's better. Go ahead.
So did you catch that last bit, the definitions from the comp plan?
Go on that a little bit more. That's where I was having trouble.
Okay. So C1, it says, is a traditional zoning district which allows a narrow range of commercial uses, including small-scale retail businesses where business is conducted indoors. In a lot of cities, that would be your downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've really seen much of a downtown here. Maybe I haven't been in the right places yet.
This is downtown, Main Street.
Okay.
What we call downtown.
So it's not, I guess it's not like a traditional downtown where the buildings are right up to the street and, okay.
Yeah.
So C1B is really just residential uses, but in a zone, in a commercial zone is what, basically what it says here.
Like the gas station down here on 12th that has an apartment overhead.
That's C1
no.
there.
No, that'd be commercial.
So we have two little sections of a C1B. On Cedar Street.
And on Hemlock.
And on Hemlock.
What business is on Hemlock?
Oh, I'm trying to figure that out here.
Well, you're on Hemlock.
No.
Yeah, but that's, I think it's down over here by by Columbia Basin.
Second Avenue. So let's. No, the pizza factory would still be
commercial.
What's behind the pizza factory? Oh, there's some residential businesses to 4th Street. Villarreal Tax is in there. There's a few houses in there.
Okay.
Villarreal's. Yeah, yeah, Villarreal's is on that road. Villarreal's beyond this one.
Across from a Vista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That area.
Okay.
Cedar Street, what's on there? So that's commercial in there too then, huh?
Yeah, but no, it's like commercial tire is a perfect example. The south half of that block, commercial north half is resident, but the whole block is going commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So really too, what's next to Bethel should also be C1B, but it's not, it's C1.
Behind it?
Or not Bethel, but the Assembly of God Church, Old Akins, because you have that commercial zone that's in there, that's all residents. Mm-mm. Across the street, going to the north.
Oh,
yeah.
Across the street.
Yeah, that's commercial
Scooby.
There.
Yeah, that's all. That's what that is. That's an old RV park that turned into a trailer. So at the time of the RV park.
No. North of Old Acres.
You're talking about Joe's Barbershop. Right?
Joe's Barbershop.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Right
across
the street.
Yeah. On
Scooty. Yeah, off of Scooty. Yeah. But that's zoned commercial there. It should be. That should have been commercial 1B.
When Travis was here, you guys.
We talked about it.
That actually made a decision with regard to them. I think it came to the council, and the council voted on it. So
to make that one house residential so they could do something.
Just the one house, so.
Yeah, just the one house.
No, we did everything.
Did we do everything?
Yes.
So that then isn't up to date.
R2.
It's R2, okay.
Okay.
So do we need to take the 1B out and make it all residential? That wouldn't be right either, though, would it?
Did you still have, you have the barber shop there? You have that one other?
That's really good, it's just a barber shop, isn't it?
Well, across the street, you have a garage, potential, you could have a garage.
Where's first? But I have had someone call me about wanting to build a duplex in C1 or a C1B zone, and it's allowed. So be building a new duplex in the commercial zone. So you could maybe write those provisions differently so that existing ones would be allowed to continue, but maybe you don't want to allow new ones. I think residential is good in commercial zones, but you need to have it be like commercial on the ground floor, mm-hmm. because otherwise you just get a neighborhood in the middle of your commercial zone. So
this is apartments on top of the structure.
On top or behind, or yeah, something so that
or something.
So that you're still maintaining your commercial.
So the problem that we have, probably why this C1B was made in the first place, is we had a bunch of residents already in a commercial area. So we had to do some
grandfather them in.
Yeah, so that's why we have C1B. Okay. That makes a little sense. Except that I think that other area should probably be C1B too, if that, for the same reason. You know, Joe's Barbershop and that area. I know, you don't want me to change that now. I don't know.
I think you still cut hair there, don't they, Bob? I think I see a sign open once in a while when I go by there.
You know, the other way to go is more of the form-based code. You're not really looking at the uses very much. You're just looking at the structures. And so it's more the appearance. Or you can still regulate uses with by the traditional zoning, but add in some design standards so that you get the more of the appearance that you're looking for.
Okay. What's next, Dan?
Well, what I heard is you kind of liked the format of the Moses Lake Code.
We do.
So we can go that direction. What do you think about the Kennewick, the one that I handed out tonight? I know you haven't really had much chance to look at that, but take a look at that and see what you think about that.
So just picture example.
What's that, Brian?
It's picture examples.
Yeah.
So you'd add the picture examples to our code?
Yes. And we don't have to go, obviously, we won't have to go with exactly the way they did things, but it's just an idea that you can, because right now your code doesn't have anything about the building form. If it meets building code, then it's allowed. So, and as long as, you know, the height and the setbacks, things like that, there's nothing about the appearance.
That's what I was thinking. If we had that, we might not have the red barn.
I think I'm still somewhat back on zones, you know, and where, I mean, before I even want to look at the Kennewick and any of that, it would be more of where is that applicable? Where do we want stuff to be? Where do we not want stuff to be?
Mm-hmm.
Is the question that I really am having right now, and whether our zones, you know, prevent or allow that opportunity and circumstance to represent the town the way we want it. I think, Ann, your first comment is, what the heck is downtown? Is a fantastic comment, really. You know, what is downtown Othello? You know, yeah, if you lived here for 20 years, you know what downtown is. Downtown's Main Street. Somebody who just moved here would probably say, down by Columbia Basin, you know.
Yeah, on First Street.
So I guess that's, I'm back to where we're at on zones again. Have we adequately defined where these zones are, what these zones are, and then what we want to do with them? Because in some places, yeah, I would love to make an identity area for Othello and have growth be that way. But if that's the best thing to do, I guess it's, what do you all think?
Well, I agree with you somewhat, you know. They're, Main Street and First Street are 95% of our businesses, are, other than our commercial businesses on Broadway, you know. And there is some room to build on First, but other than a couple lots up here that Rodney had, that's about the only open ground we got left on Main Street to build.
Mm-hmm.
Then do we go out towards Walmart, or?
Well, that is zoned in commercial on the north side of Cunningham, right?
North side. And then I guess I have another question on zoning. What about when you go down Broadway, once you go under the overpass? Then you got, are regulations still all the same there, but you have streets that aren't even paved, dirt streets?
Yeah, you do.
So how does that work? And there's not even sewer and water there. There's water, but not sewer. So does that still follow all the same codes as everything else in town, even though it don't have the amenities? But it's zone C1. I mean, there's both down there. There's C1 and industrial. No, part, right along 24, both sides of 24 is C1.
Where Evergreen is and the old Zavala's place.
Yeah, the old Zavala place.
Isn't there C2 here?
Or C2, I mean, C2. Sorry about that.
It's commercial 2.
It's commercial 2. That first block is. Because when Travis was here, I was talking about to him about building some stuff in there. And everything that he wanted was requiring to be done, to me, felt a little ridiculous for having dirt streets and no amenities.
So one thing that does happen is that, because we just are working on a building permit down there where there's no sewer. And so that was actually, you guys made that decision last time to recommend that a covenant for the future for connection to sewer when it's available. So, and as things develop, you will get the new development will be required to put in their improvements. But you can't, you know, one guy half a mile away from sewer, you're not going to tell him he needs to put in a sewer main down Broadway. So, you know, you have to work at it slowly until you can do a project and pull in
those
things.
So then you also don't want to tell him to pave his whole lot because he needs drainage for the sewer.
Once the sewer gets put in, then they're going to start updating. That's the covenants they're signing, saying once they all get sewer, then they're going to start developing to the standards and having to put in their curtain sidewalks and all that. But until the sewer gets down there, we're just having them sign covenants.
Okay.
But they, at their cost, they got to put in their own temporary septic tank then?
Mm-hmm.
And where does that drainage go?
It's actually.
So this one is, the soil isn't suitable for a drain field, so it'll actually have to be pumped. So he has a contract with a pumping company.
That'd be expensive.
Going in the holding tank.
Mm-hmm.
Because the groundwater is too high down there.
So that's going to be basically for any of those lots down in that low area.
Likely, yeah.
Yeah, the new, the school bus district, they have one.
A pumping station or a septic system?
Holding tank.
Holding tank.
Wow, how big a holding tank get after that? Let's keep moving. What's next? Did you get your answers or your questions answered, Chris?
I think I'd start with, you know, for the most part, I would say C1 looks adequate for our main commercial focus area, which is what I think C1's supposed to be. Would you all agree with that?
Are you looking at the location or the uses?
Location and the amount.
This darker red.
Oh, the darker red. And the lighter red, C2?
Yeah. So here's First Avenue, and here's Broadway.
Okay.
And I guess, do you see a distinction between what you're calling C1 and C2?
What is the difference between C1 and C2? Broadway?
Yeah, the business you see on Broadway, that's C2. The business you see on Main Street, that's C1.
Well, yeah, but so you're looking at retail sales primarily in C1?
Yeah, usually a C1 is places that don't need large parking area. In some places, it's a downtown, so there's no on-street or no off-street parking. You know, it's just the street parking.
What would Walmart be?
Walmart would be a C2.
Would be C2.
But they're in that C1?
It's got or, C1 color.
It's a C1 color.
Or does my map need updating?
Because there's pink and there's red. There's like a bright pink, that's C1. Oh,
well, there's two
no,
shades
I'm sorry.
Of red on this.
This map is probably about what?
Well, let's
it's
go with her.
From January 16.
That's probably what we need to be looking at.
So, yeah, it is zone C1, apparently.
Looks like C1 to me.
Why do we have a non-zoned property
inside of C1?
Have what?
There's a white spot.
I wondered about that.
Why is there a non-zoned property?
What kind of spot do you see?
Where's that white spot at?
North.
Oh, you got the big map. We got this little one.
By 7th and Lee Road, you mean?
No, way up on Olympia.
Yeah, up here.
Yeah, it's
what they're calling
right.
White.
There's a train intersection and then a
right, with a long leg in there.
Looks like a flag
because it's a field. I mean, part of that's where you're going to put, where you're talking about putting. Oh no! Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second.
Is that Ochoa?
Part of it is.
Part of it.
No, the blue spot next to the long white—that's where Ochoa's got the storage is at.
Mm-hmm.
The section left of that is McCain Foods, and then across the street, across Broadway, Sinbad.
So Olympia.
Yeah, oh. Then you got lineage on the other side.
No, and that white's where Ochoa's storage is, isn't it?
Well, the square, the triangle white, but that white
the triangle
pole,
white. I'm looking.
That white pole. I don't know what that is.
That white triangle is like where the lagoon is in back of. Office.
Yeah, part of that would be in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where is that the area you're talking about there, John?
Yeah. And
it just never zoned it. I think what happened when I go here back then, too, if you see where that angled line goes through there, from the kind of down towards the Olympia, the angle, what they did, they went and measured the sound from those plants, and the score was allowed to be.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They marked residential with 2,000.
Seriously, yeah, you're probably right on that.
That's why I wanted to say that.
So it's a dead buffer zone.
Yeah.
If you zone it industrial, then you have, you risk getting into that buffer area for the residential. So that's probably why it sounds.
So what do you zone it as?
Well, you don't want to put it, if you put it industrial, you could build something there. So it's probably good the way it is.
But you should identify it as a buffer zone, or, you know, so that.
I'm not very sure if it's
industrial. Yeah.
A quiet light commercial.
Because you don't want to encroaching too far north into the industrial section, and you certainly don't want more industry going in. Encroaching on the already residential section. So you should create it as a buffer zone, but how would you classify it?
Greenway?
I wouldn't want to own the
property. Boy, who owns it? It was called a greenway, though.
It probably is.
Don't let AJ know I said that word, by the way. Strike that from the. I'll get a phone call.
How about City Park?
And that's FDG that owns next to it. But it doesn't have anything that kind of goes.
Mm-hmm. It's not on the property line.
It's all, I think it's SUV. SUV. SBC. That owns all the property, that property.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's buffer zone for, so something doesn't go in there. I'm still back on where C1 and C2 is. Since Walmart C1 when it was supposed to be C2.
Chris, on the stuff I sent you, you have the zoning, the C1 and C2, and it'll give you the different
definitions?
Yes.
Where's that at? Because I could not find that.
It should be Title 17 zoning. It was in your packet. In the back of that.
I got the uses.
So not the one that I sent you. You sent up something else too?
I thought I sent him the.
You sent him the whole zoning title?
Yeah, but it was backtracked. Didn't I send you this?
When?
In that packet.
3 days ago? Or 2 days ago? I did not get that packet.
Yeah, you got it. You brought it.
Yeah, I got everything I got in the packet. I didn't get something like that.
No, I didn't get that either.
That whole packet? Yeah, you sent us that?
We didn't. Yeah,
no, we got a pretty skinny.
No, we didn't have this.
Okay. Yeah. You guys can go on the website and look at it. Maybe that's what we said. We'll use that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, make me one sometime too.
Okay.
Okay.
But in there, there's no definition of what this zone is. It just jumps into what are the uses, what are the setbacks, height limit, parking. That's the C1 zone. Sections. So.
Might be a good place to start.
So what do you want your C1 zone to be? Or do you need more than one commercial zone? Is there different character in different areas and you'd want to preserve that? And what makes them different?
The farming end down on Broadway should be a different commercial zone than what our businesses is up on Main. Should be different verbiage for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want a fertilizer plant up here on Main.
Absolutely not.
And is that even commercial down there, would you say? Or is it more light industrial?
Broadway is still commercial.
Okay.
So the bean plant's commercial?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So if we turn C1 and C2 as the same thing, we could have a bean plant on Main Street?
That's why we don't want to do that.
Is that what we're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what we're trying
to say. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. They have verbiage that the Red Barn and no farming deal comes up on Main here.
Or like O'Connor's old building, we could have a welding shop on Main Street or auto body?
Well, that's why I'm asking.
That's what we're talking.
So we need a C2 to break a little bit?
Okay.
At least, again.
Okay, Moses Lake has a C1 and C2.
Yes.
What's the differences between those?
So C1 is the downtown, so there's difference both in this, the development standards and the uses. More in the development standards where the buildings are up to the sidewalk, there's no parking required, there's no landscaping required.
So C2, you can go up to the sidewalk?
No. C2, you have to be set back from the sidewalk, you have to provide parking on your site.
Oh, okay.
And that's basically what Broadway is down there.
So C1 uses are retail, the personal services like haircutting, nails, restaurants, that sort of thing, where it is more pedestrian oriented, where you're going to, you know, park once and you're going to walk from one to another, possibly.
Okay.
Or C2, you're going to drive probably to each one. You're going to drive to Walmart and you're going to get back in your car and you're going to drive across the busy street over to the other side to whatever's over there that you want to go to.
So about three Stratford Road and Moses.
C1 should probably be C2.
What is that?
Stratford is C2.
That's C2?
C1 is only along Third Avenue, Broadway, the like near the lake portion of Broadway.
Okay, so just the downtown little.
Downtown, yep.
They're working with what they already had in place.
So when you cross the lake, then businesses up there, they're C2?
Yes.
Where the Walmart and.
Right.
Their mothers are.
Right.
The sports store, McDonald's, okay.
And so things that need more land, that's a C2, because they need a big parking lot or they have, there's a big store. Or it's an auto body, or, you know, that kind of a place where they, you know, park a lot of cars.
Well, my gut feeling is that whole mile of Broadway ought to be C2.
And it is.
And it is.
I think Chris is right. It needs a.
What about First Avenue?
First Avenue is probably the only place by that definition that would qualify as C1.
First Avenue?
Parts of First Avenue. Parts of C1. But when you get down there past Scootney.
Yeah.
You ought to be C2.
That you'd have to, that you'd have to transition to something different.
I think Chris is, you're on the right track. You need to direct staff to come up with some zoning definitions. And then median, talk about those zoning definitions. Because theirs are almost exactly opposite to what ours, I think, would be considered.
Right.
Okay, so get some zoning definitions that work for Othello, then you can determine the locations.
Correct.
Okay?
Yep.
I agree.
That's kind of where I was.
We're stumbling.
That's a good thought.
Figure out what they mean when you can make them mean what you want and then figure out where to put them. And then you make the recommendations to the council for approval for the vote.
Like the old hotel, that's a C1. Correct?
It's, it looks like it on the map here, it does.
You know?
Hand me Danish water down there, would you?
You bet.
Thank you.
I don't know if you, do you have a classification of zoning for historical sites?
And then across from the old hotel, you got those three houses in there, residences.
And right next to it. Right just to the.
Oh, yes, right next to it.
There's one, there's a residence right next to probably too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's that little block building in there too. You know what I'm talking about, where you scare up here and stuff? Yeah.
So something like that need to get kicked out? Or it can hardly get kicked out, can it?
Have to grandfather.
I think start with making your definitions what you want them to be. And then you would go about determining which one of those categories these places fall into. Then we can do further planning based on the definitions that you guys have created. It's a time to redo the. To reboot the definitions for today.
I agree with that.
And Chris was on the right track there.
And I think we got also determine purpose a little bit of what we're trying to accomplish with that. Because I think that's going to change some of our zoning. I mean, there, I think there's a great opportunity potentially to revitalize with some definitions of what we're doing. And like I said, the walk around to you know, the park your car and walk to multiple little shops is something I think we have the potential to create in Othello, even though it's kind of happening that way already with some of the shops in that area. But maybe we can make it better. You know, maybe we can help that growth and stimulate something in the future that really draws in.
About availability on Main Street, there's some things you're not considering. They just condemned those houses, those apartments. So they're not going to open back up, I mean, unless they want to throw a bunch of money in. So there's that lot, and then there's the muffler shop that's there. It used to be a gas
station. Oh, so those apartments next to the muffler shop have been...
So, you know, you've got that whole section.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That's on the street. And Kevin's doing what he's doing with his little place there where the car wash is. It's going to be a yogurt place where you can go get, you know, yogurt and stuff like that. It's going to be like a drag-in thing. So there's potential along Main Street there, you know, to take that muffler shop and turn it into something.
Like a bar?
Well, yeah.
Seriously, that would be, it would be a great location for a barbecue sort of bistro place. It's a great opportunity right in the center of town.
But, that's all it needs is.
But that'd be a C2.
Money and vision.
So them apartments has been condemned.
Yes.
Can they fix them up, or are they going to blow them down?
They can fix them up.
I don't know.
If they put the dump the money.
Wait a second. Nobody. Why?
I don't know. I heard they could fix it up.
It's in commercial, right?
But the money to fix it up was so costly that it was not.
They can't replace it. I don't think they can replace it with more apartments.
Not replace it. Repair them.
Oh. Yeah, but you're already grandfathered.
They're already, but they're condemned.
They're condemned because of the living conditions were so pathetic.
But they're not condemned to the point that they got to move.
Okay.
It was a public health issue.
So can repairs be made? Yes. Is it worth putting in the repairs?
But it can't be replaced. It could be repaired, but it can't be replaced.
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you can't knock the foundation down and start over?
No. Once you do that, I'm afraid then you got bare property.
C1.
And then you got, then your zone's just...
So you'd still be okay with C2 as well there.
You get a large section of commercial property there, you know. And you got the muffler shop right next door, and you got Kevin on the other side, the car wash, and the yogurt, you know, driving. So those are considerations that, you know, just occurred recently within the last 6 months. So as a real estate agent, I'd be looking at what the value of that property was.
But I think too, for us, probably we want to decide, not necessarily tonight, but in the future, what the flavor of Main Street we want it to be, and what the flavor of First. You know,
whether definitely can do that. Chris, on any further development in that area, you could do that. And like the shoes developed here for the Kenway Field and the Rolls Lake Field, you know, what facades, what type of, you know, design is acceptable. I know that when the Red Barn went in, it upset a lot of people. And I know I talked to Shannon McKay, and there was a design that they had presented way back when that Shannon accepted. But it was supposed to be similar to the City Hall design. You know, similar to what he did with his business across the street.
Not straight walls, but more
pyramid,
pyramid style.
You know, had a design to it and stuff. And this was the down and dirty cheap, you know.
Slip it in.
It was like when he was watching it and, you know, we got rid of the old, you know, planner, and, you know, I'm sure Daryl said, screw it, I don't care anymore.
He never did care.
I was about to say.
If there's nothing to require him to build it in a certain way, then they can go with the cheapest possible.
See, that's another reason to come up with a design, you know, standard.
Or like there's no retail on the bottom floor, so supposedly a hand coffee shop.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we got around that.
And that ought to be forced.
Most of it, it's just a little bit of public every, whether it's a lawyer's office or something, but the public goes in and out. The public doesn't go in and out of that building.
That's a warehouse.
That's exactly right. That should be on Broadway.
I agree with that.
So, we don't want that happening again, so.
Yep. Yeah, that happened on our watch.
Close on you.
No. That's three words. Yeah.
So what do we want to see happen for our next meeting? We want to figure out each zone, what it means, what it can handle. Do we have to do homework? Do we need to...
You guys don't do it. You can ask staff to do it.
Yeah.
She can come up with something. You guys can review it. There's already work. I mean, there's Moses Lang, and she's familiar with it. And she can, you know, put it together and bring it to you. Ordinance, or, you know, zoning definitions.
I think that's a good idea.
Represent. Then you start working on the design and the standards by which each of those zones would represent.
So,
well, I guess I like the idea of city hall style, pyramid style buildings all up and down.
I do too.
Main Street. I don't want to see 30-foot walls, bare blank high walls. We're not into high rise here yet.
You can work with what you got right now and sort of pick the best buildings you have on the front, you know, the frontage of Main Street. Although the county services building is a little bit on the back, but it's still resemble to Main Street. You could pick colors, you know, what's allowed and what's not allowed, you know.
Yeah, lots of cities.
Right, Rick.
Yeah. Well,
you get the zoning definitions done first, and then you can rezone if you would like, you know, by presenting it to the council for vote, and then.
There's no way that if we change the color a little bit in our zoning, there's no way we can, since he's already grandfathered in, we can't get him to change.
We can't do nothing on that. Right? That barn's here. It's done.
He's got to prevent the next one.
And Cimarron.
If you think that
what's
it
that?
Should.
And the Cimarron. Oh yeah, that's a wonderful color.
You don't like that
too.
Orange? Oh, just like it. It wakes me up every day.
Off the record, it looks like the red light district down there.
Nobody can complain as much as I can, because that's what I look out the window.
Yeah, that's true.
What I've heard is it's gotten better.
It's fading?
It's gotten better with regard to noise levels, you know, on premise anyways. I have an individual that I work with that lives over in that area, and he's told me it's calmed down quite a bit. I know that Bill's put an emphasis on it.
Right.
No more open doors, you know, turn the air conditioner on, spend money, don't open the doors, people don't want to hear that too far. Let's keep working on it.
So, Ann, are you up to the challenge to start doing that for us?
Well, the more guidance you can give me about what you want to see,
right,
the better, you know.
Yeah, I was, that's, Ann, you're right where I was about to go, which is, I don't think we've given you a pretty gray, we need to focus this down a little bit more of what we'd like to accomplish. For myself, I am concerned about our current zoning and the definitions within that zoning. I think our C1 is way too broad. By what you've just described to me and what I've just read, we've kind of said everything retail, you know, and that has opened the door for a lot of things, and I think that needs to change. I think that I would personally like to see zoning which stimulates investment and stimulates like-minded investing, you know, where people go, this is a good place for this type of this area. If the condemned apartments do go away, what do you want going in there? You know, do you want a restaurant going in there? Do you want a barn? You know, that's I think what we need to tighten up in our things. And the same thing in down on First, I think there's a lot of opportunity to make something special there in a 3 or 4 block, 5 block area.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's very nice. It's interesting to me that right now in the C2 zone, restaurants are not even allowed.
Right. Exactly. I read that on, yes. There's a whole bunch of questions I have when I went through this one.
And fast food is only allowed in C1.
Restaurants aren't allowed where?
Restaurants aren't allowed in C2.
But fast foods are allowed in C1.
Only, yeah.
Only.
Not. I guess that's only C1 or C1B, so...
And I had a big question mark on adult businesses, too. And
you have to allow them somewhere.
Huh?
You have to allow them somewhere, unfortunately, so.
But how, I mean, they're without any question other than the distance, which limits them significantly. But the fact that it doesn't have to go through conditional use, I thought was... Can you not do that?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of case law. You have to be really careful about how you regulate those because you get lawsuits.
Adult businesses are like the bars, right?
No. That's the other problem. Adult businesses is the only thing mentioned in our thing. And they're allowed in C1, which is
so what is an
everywhere.
Adult business?
Well, that's a good question.
Adult business
a whole bunch of things.
Sells sex toys.
It's the entertainment, the dancing.
It'll be a dancers.
Yeah.
Gentlemen's club.
We don't even want that allowed.
Gambling.
It's just the dancing kind of.
So that's the only thing.
Oh, that's the only thing is.
Or movies or, you know, that kind of thing. I had to write that one for Moses Lake, too.
They're saying bars.
So it's only a gentleman's club.
See, I guess that was one of my questions. I saw adult businesses. I'm like, what the heck does that mean? You know.
Well, that's what I thought. And I thought, well, it must be like the Brunswick down there, but you can bring children into the Brunswick.
Even that's a bar. Brunswick is a bar.
Well, is a liquor store an adult business? No. Okay.
No. So we don't have any adult businesses in town at this point, do we?
No.
So are you looking at the ordinance right now?
I'm looking at uses, and there were some of these uses that I just...
Okay, but there should be an ordinance wrote
so many feet from different facilities.
There is 700 feet.
Yeah,
and since it's law that we have to allow it, then I think we still allow it. We only allow it in one district. And
put it down on Budway.
And put codes in there, how many feet from different things.
You don't want it in here.
And that makes
that's
it
exactly
to where there's only a couple spots that can actually go in if they can even get the property.
Yeah, you can't limit it too much because then they can sue because you've zoned them out of the city. So, but.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, the school district has done a lot of work for the city of Oklahoma.
Okay, lots of schools.
Well, they've intertangled all their different.
There is a school on every corner of the city of Oklahoma. So to get more than 1,000 feet away from the school.
That's 700.
The only place you've got is going north out towards the road. And there may be a school out there eventually someday.
Right.
But really,
that limits everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it tough. Let's put it that way.
Is it 700 feet or 1,000?
700.
700 is what your foot says.
That's 700.
So 700 basically is about 2 blocks, because most of these
correct.
Blocks are 400 feet.
And it does have to be a
but if you depending on how you I mean just exactly like you said, there's areas on Broadway where if you can't zone it out, what you can't do that you'd probably prefer it out there than where the condemned apartments are, for example. We really probably wouldn't want that there.
You don't want it right here, where the muffler shop is?
Hey, it's a short walk, you know.
You don't think that it would work in the south out in the old days, if you remember the oldest place down in the hill?
There we go.
That was the adult entertainment section there, the area down there.
Now it's our historical district.
Got a lot of history. Okay, let's keep moving.
So I guess, you know, maybe we should give a little bit more definition for Ann of what it is we're looking for in tightening these zones instead of just coming to us. What do we think Othello should look like, and where should it look like?
Well, like we discussed, this needs to be nice businesses on Main Street.
What type of nice business?
Right.
Is this going to be parking lot, you know, with people who provide parking for it, or is it going to be park and walk?
Well, when we say nice businesses, what does that all classify? Because I heard, like, when Red Dot went in, where they did on Broadway, that's not allowed there.
Why?
Because it was guns, and they said it wasn't approved in there for some reason.
I look at it.
You know what that was about, John?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
I just heard there was some conflict of interest, and they weren't supposed to be in there, and it's like, I see nothing wrong with them there.
Yeah. I'm not reading anything in the zones that would prevent that. I mean, if it's C1 or C2, it would be allowed.
Did you ever hear anything about that?
I don't remember what it was.
Okay, but you remember there was an issue or something? Right.
Do they rent that? Rent that building?
Yes, Red Dot's renting that building.
So they don't own it. Could it have been the owners who had an issue with that?
Port owns it.
The port owns it?
Yeah, we own that one down there. I thought you were talking about when Red Dot was over here on First Street, right?
First Avenue? I don't know of any. I don't know. Yeah, I knew they were there, but I don't know what the condition was.
And then they moved into one of our four units down there on Broadway.
So do we have to do we designate what type of businesses, or do we just designate
kind of categories?
Yeah, you can't specifically name a type of business.
Well, you could, but that gets, then the thing goes on for pages and pages, where does it make a difference if you distinguish between, you know, people selling this kind of stuff and people selling other kinds of stuff?
Retail.
So then when you're saying category, just retail?
Yeah.
And that covers a blanket coverage.
Right. So probably it would be retail of smaller things that we have to think about how, because, you know, like a car dealership isn't probably a real good fit in.
Yes. It's one of the things on here.
Okay.
You know, in your more compact.
So small retail.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd word that. That's one.
You could limit the. Well, that wouldn't work for car dealers.
Dollar Tree be small retail. Some kind of Dollar Tree in there.
What about that?
Are you?
I don't care.
In a lot of downtowns, it happens because there isn't the parking, so you're not going to want to put, say, a Dollar Tree that needs a lot of parking, isn't going to go there because there's just not going to be enough parking on the street, or they're going to need to buy another lot to just have a parking lot. So, because usually in a downtown, the land's more valuable because they can build taller. So
say a stereo shop where they have a one-car bay to install stereos.
They have that down on First.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just trying to throw out scenarios here.
Kind of depends how do you want to go? Do you want to allow that? Do you not want to allow that?
I don't know if I have anything against it. I mean, I'm sure things any business can get out of hand to where it's annoying. Mm-hmm. And any business can keep things in line to where they're an asset to the community.
So looking at Moses Lakes, it looks like the way they did it is that in the downtown C1, you couldn't have an open sales lot. So that would eliminate the car dealership. It would have to all be stuff that fits in buildings. So.
To go back to what you were saying, though, you said, so what would you consider that? Would you consider that vehicle repair? A car stereo shop where they put them into the cars?
It'd be in the same category.
I think it would be in the same category as auto repair, auto maintenance. Well, that's limited to C2 according to our commercial zoning currently. No. Whether the audio shop that's in town is in C2 or not is going to probably be a question. Where and this is again too where I really like what Moses Lake had with, I mean, it's pretty simple to find, you know, categories and where they fit. So I do really like that once we get
mm-hmm.
how we figure out where these zones are and what we want to open up where, you know, what you want to define as being that.
Yeah, you already have something to work from, because you already have a zoning map of the hotel. What you don't have is true definitions.
We do have definitions, but those definitions are all over the place. Like you said,
I think we should take our definition.
C1. You know, I mean, C1 is pretty much allowing everything. So what, unfortunately, by our definitions in C1.
So let's copy Moses. So let's not copy it, but let's maybe since Ann's familiar with that, would it be practical to take Moses and put it in front of our face and say, well, this looks good, or that thing I don't like in there?
I think you may have to, we may have to start with a map.
Yeah.
What's similar to each other.
You agree?
Maybe that's where we need to start.
That needs to be redrawn too.
Yeah, because, you know, out here, to me, is not the same as more in town, and then out here is a different character again, so.
Like Walmart being C1, that should actually be a C2 there. Or O'Reilly's,
or even C3.
AutoZone, what should that be?
I don't know. Do you want Walmart to be the same thing as what you have at Dollar Tree, as the same thing you have at Leprechaun, as the same thing you have, you know, across the street here? Does that need a different definition of the type of businesses you want on Main Street?
Well, Leprechaun has outdoor sales.
Yeah.
In summertime. I would just say, I'm saying that because she said that no outside sales in your C1.
Well, you could have in Moses Lake daily outdoor merchandise display where you're putting your stuff out that day and you're taking back in at night. That's allowed.
And that's
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine then. Then there's some clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just.
Right.
Picking this all apart. I'm not trying to be a butthead.
No.
It's all we need to do is you need to pick it apart so you can remake it and have it be what you really want.
Now it's time to pick it
yes.
apart.
Yes.
So as long as they bring it in every night, we're good. In a sense. It's not outside sales.
Right. It's not a sales lot. It's an outside sales lot, like a car lot or can't think of what else you would
it's
sell.
It's not like a fruit stand.
Okay. What about if... I don't know why I keep using Red Dot, maybe because I like guns. So what if they want to expand their store building or whatever and build and put up a an indoor shooting gallery along with their gun sales?
Now, you knew Red Dot moved down to Rock.
Okay, so... Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any more Red Dot.
Oh, really?
Well, Johnny's working out of his back store.
Working out of where, his house?
Oh, Johnson's. Johnson's.
Yeah.
That would. I'm going to just take a stab at this. By our current zoning, that would be, I'm going to call it a recreational center. Probably with a conditional use permit. If somebody asked for a shooting range, an indoor shooting range.
So that would end up
based
going
on what's
C2.
There, C1. According to our current zone,
that could be in a C1.
That could be according
like with
to
a bowling
our
alley.
Current C1, same as a bowling alley. which is also the same as a whole bunch of things, like Walmart.
And I don't know if I have anything against it being on Main Street, as long as, now we go back to building designs. The building looks good, and it looks attractive, and it's not a big flat wall. I'm confused.
I don't think you could have a shooting.
And it might not ever happen in Othello. But I have a feeling it might come.
I have a problem with the chain link fence even being on C2. Don't you, or do you?
That's not
another one of those.
That's not a fence is not a use, but it was in the code, so I put it in there. There were some weird things in there.
The one that got me was how different storage containers were outlawed or prohibited in some areas but allowed in other areas. I thought that was kind of a good one.
I caught that one too.
You saw that one as well. It's like, wait a second, this was allowed here, but not allowed at all. That probably needs to be. That'd be the bottom of the back page versus about the middle of the first page.
Do you want me to bring in a big zoning map and we'll just draw on it? Are we ready to do that tonight, or?
How big? You mean bigger than this?
Bigger than that. Okay. I'll bring the one off my wall.
Yeah, this one.
That would be awesome.
This one here is a little bit.
It's too small.
Too small to really understand. This one here is barely.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how up to date this one is.
We just printed it. Well, you just printed it, but probably off the website.
It says January 16th.
Pretty close to this one.
But have there been any changes since then?
January 2016.
Oh, 16.
Well, that's the one that's on the website. Is
now, see, Roger, this one has a point to it. This one don't.
I know. There's a few changes from this one to this. But here's what bothers me is this one's a... was made in, this is December 15, mm-hmm. So this one was after that one.
January, there's only a month apart then.
I know, but why are we having differences? That's
I don't know.
One of my questions.
Where did this one come from? Where did you print this one from?
This is one that Travis gave us here about a year and a half ago.
I bought this one here a while back.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's why I don't let you draw on it.
Do we have other ones? Like that size?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I like
take
that.
Take your crayons and go in your play box.
Well, I see we already got some marks here from that discussion we had here. Was it?
And I like the idea of bringing out the map and maybe all of us putting in some input of the type of retail that we'd like to see in those areas based on historical, and then go from there. For example, like I said, you know, to me, first and Main and a few blocks out from that, as you know, walk in kind of like downtown Moses Lake, really makes a lot of sense in that area. And to make some sort of commercial zoning that makes that special sounds good. I'm not sure we want Walmart necessarily and all the traffic that comes with it right now at this time in the middle of town. I think it's in a great location and we definitely want to promote those types of businesses, but does that define everything on Main Street? I think that we could probably give you some direction as to what we could be looking for and maybe make zones that make sense for that definitions of those.
Because you don't have to stick with just two. You know, you
no, that's exactly.
You don't want too many, that gets too confusing. But
right.
If you have areas that definitely have different character from each other.
I see 14th to 1st as kind of special.
Its own, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get past 14.
14 should be the buffer.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree with that 100%. Change everything at 14th. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But then down 1st Street, is that all classified as Main Street?
I think first is unique from what you have down 14th down Main. I think once you turn to go up First Street, you're in a pretty unique circumstance as well.
Three or four blocks.
Yep, exactly.
When you get past Juniper, then it changes.
Then it changes again.
Right.
And that's where you maybe transition into what's
because right now we have C1 all the way down
yep,
to
exactly.
Columbia.
I don't think it should be. I think
the, lumberyard's a C1.
Yeah.
That goes under a category like
with
Walmart.
A conditional use permit, according to it.
Yeah.
So they had to get permission.
You put the lumberyard C2.
No. Of course you could. Like I said, but then do you make Walmarts and places like that something different altogether?
When we change the zoning, does that take a lot of letting the community know and all that, or do we?
Yep.
Is it hard, or is it something that just call?
And they can show up for a hearing and
right.
Hearings talk about it.
Okay. Right. Whatever hearing.
So it's not a major.
Whether we have the hearing or whether the city council has the hearing.
On the plus
if
side
we
of it.
We present it to the city council, then they have the hearing.
If we do this very comprehensively, we have an opportunity to promote potential growth as well. So I mean, there is an opportunity. There's going to hopefully. It'd be great if we got news coverage on something like this. Here are some opportunities. This is the type of businesses we're looking in this area. We're trying to keep this flavor of Othello this way and keep, you know, the big box stores the other side of 14th, and if that makes sense too. I mean, we have to look at that.
So there's a beautification group?
Correct, yeah.
Do they have boundaries that they're working
yes,
in?
Yes, they're working down Main Street.
They're
block by block.
They're block by block. They've got
oh,
two blocks.
Oh, as far as the lighting.
Two
yeah.
More.
Lighting and...
But the beautification committee also does litter...
The flowers.
Litter control.
Yeah, and garbage.
And it's not just Main Street.
No.
They're down 14th. They're down Broadway. They're...
I think we're hoping next week to get the lights on that next block, Leprechaun block.
Oh, yeah, you're on the beautification committee. But, yeah, they're all over town on the litter patrol.
Right.
Yeah, they are. They do a lot of good.
Water and flowers, Dave Sparrow, water and everything.
Him and Roy Dodge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if there was, like, an area that was the focus.
Main Street.
Main Street.
Right at 14th, they had the little flower garden there just for a... Beautiful entry into Othello.
Well, that's
somewhat.
Sweet.
Did you copy that, or did you just tear it off something? Stole it?
Drew it.
So are we...
Are we going to do it up here, or are we going
to... Let's play a table. Let's go down here to a table.
Yeah,
I think we should
go down on the table.
Can we?
I think we should go down below.
Do we need to keep our mics on us?
Probably.
Do we need to be mic'd still? Probably.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Man.
I don't have a mic, but that's all right.
All right. Now we're all going to get together and go,
tape to tape that on there. We're
waiting
stay.
For it.
It'll probably stay.
Give us your input, Bob. That's fine.
You want pencils?
Oh, you don't want ink pens? That's probably a smart idea to pencil it.
So, based on what
top of everything,
based,
we love you.
Oh, shouldn't we have North Pole that way?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Switch it up.
Oh, it's upside down. That's great. Fantastic.
There you go.
So one of the things I think that we all pretty well agreed on is first to 14th be a distinctive type of commercial zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown commercial.
First to 14th.
However you want to call it.
I don't know if this would be necessarily downtown.
The strictest commercial.
Because downtown... Or does that go up farther? You know, again, you have this area that stopped, that you have a lot of the walk-in places right through
so
here.
So maybe our C1 kind of...
Well, do you want that all to be C1? And why I say that...
What is right here?
Not my place. Mm-hmm. My place is up over here.
You're on...
I'm on Dots.
Well, that's 7th. And that's where the port and the driver's license. And...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Here's Larch. Where's Hemlock? Here's Hemlock. So it's on the other. It's on the south side of Hemlock. That's residential houses right there.
Oh, on the south side. Oh, you're right.
This side.
Oh, you're right.
That's true.
Right.
The driver's license office is here, and the flower shop and the port.
Yeah.
You still lawyer building?
Yeah.
So this is houses.
I sold that house on the corner, and that was kind of an issue with the finance.
And this is my place right here in R4, and that was supposed to be changed a long time ago. It must have somehow got R4'd again.
Oh. It says 70 degrees. Again?
So does this stay commercial, or does this end up going back to residential?
I don't know.
Depending on what people want, because that's exactly the same thing they did right here with these. That's what they had, is when the house tries to sell and it's a commercial, you can't get financed.
It's being used as residential right now, all of it.
That's why they did this, is so people could finance their homes, or they could change it into a commercial. They said they could do what they want.
So,
even if you want a commercial eventually either, if you don't want commercial eventually either, you best to change it back to residential.
Mm-hmm. Kind of an R4 problem.
It could really hinder those property owners, or it could really help them.
If you want a commercial there, do you want a commercial there?
Right. And so, like here on Cedar Boulevard, okay, so we got a little bit of commercial in there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is
so
that?
Ashton.
Yeah.
Is that Ashton's deal?
Isn't there a Grand County Conservation or something in there? Yeah, they're all right in there, yeah.
So just, in like this little block out in here, you know.
Oh, you mean Guala. It's Ashton's spot there, yeah.
You might be right.
Ashton brought that whole building. I mean,
I'm just trying to figure out these lines here. What, as we jog around, why are we making those jogs?
So, one of the things I think I would recommend is that from this point down to here, and also think about for future growth. Where's the end of, where's Juniper?
Right here.
So. I think
right here?
Huh?
Is that Dewey? Is Dewey's, this is CBHA, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I think that this is very similar to the downtown area of Moses Lake and how it could be zoned, especially with CBHA vacating that area. There's one centralized parking area, which kind of helps for that opportunity. And do we want to take that opportunity with CBHA moving out of there?
But CBHA is also talking about, or
they're talking about,
they're talking about everything, but they've been talking about residential above below.
Free money. They're talking about doing what below?
Residence above, commercial below.
Yeah, well, they don't have a choice. They kind of have to do that. That's what it's zoned for.
I know, but residence above, is that?
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something we allow?
Yes.
On any of that down?
Absolutely.
Anything downtown will have residence above?
Absolutely. As long as the ground floor is commercial. You
really want that, because then that brings the people that are already there in your commercial zone, and so that help support the businesses and adds more life to it.
There's nobody down there who would not want that, I don't think. I mean, okay. Could you see Brunswick saying, oh no, we don't want a bunch of residents next to our place? Oh no.
Where you could walk to their restaurant?
That's absolutely where you want it. They're that way.
And there's plenty of parking too.
Yep, but there's parking in one spot. That's why I say this is somewhat unique in this area.
Okay, so you look at.
And then from here to here, this is also a unique area.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's where our big box stores.
So look at, where's my building? Where's 4th?
4th Avenue.
4th, here's Pioneer Park. So I'm like one of these skinny things right here.
Yes.
So what if, it's my dad's.
Just extend it up to here to be.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just thinking out loud. If I want to do some residential thing on top, I lack parking. There has to be a mandatory parking thing, yeah, for residential, you mean?
For the addition of.
Yeah.
And back to parking, another issue in this town, is it going to be open parking, carport parking, or garage parking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, space. It's going to determine parking.
I understand space too, but that's another a deal that we go around with in town about parking for residents.
Mm-hmm.
What is? But then as soon as you get two covered parking, like a garage, instantly the garage gets filled with junk and the cars still go on the street.
I think my question, you know, first,
if
you have a business in that area,
mm-hmm.
Is this unique from what's going on up here? Is your area unique, little
bit,
or is it very similar?
I mean, these are buildings that go right to the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
there's no parking. We do lack parking. We have a little bit in the back. We have street in the front.
So stop at Main?
Maybe. I would say we're kind of more similar to
what's down
CDHA
there.
And you know, these stores than up here. I don't know.
What do you all think?
I think it's more similar. It's very tough.
So you'd end up doing C1, C2?
Mm-mm. This would be C1. This would be C1 down here. This would be C2, and you may transition C2 out this way.
So you're saying C1 is only from here to here?
Yes. That would be it. It would be a very similar definition to the downtown.
So then you call, okay, but then you call this C2, so that means...
I didn't say that was C2.
Well, Walmart area.
Well, that's what I'm going to, that's where we're going to get to next.
Now we're going to have a C3.
We're saying, why not?
I like simple.
I agree. All right, so here's the...
And I understand what you're going at.
Where I'm going at is, where do you want this growth to happen and the type of growth to happen? What do you want to have happen up here? Do you want this wide open? And I see it both ways.
But you see the beautification committee with their lights starting here. I see it going all the way down to here. See, I see this.
Yeah, absolutely.
All BC1.
The current plan is to try to take it down to first.
But I don't think C1 defines this, what this line is. This is a different type of business. And with that in mind, that's probably where you want to promote that type of business to go into. Yeah. You know, where C2, where this stuff up here is a lot more, you know, you've got to put in a parking. You got to provide parking for your business. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that extends up here or not is kind of the next question.
LE parking?
That's where we park.
No. No, you're probably right. You're probably right where you were saying before, that this is C2. This is still C1. This is C2. This is something different, C3. Yeah, concrete plant.
Industrial.
And they all
want to be C3. Yep. And that's where you would allow...
How many C's do we have now? We got C1, C2?
That's all we have.
Is industrial more of a C3?
There is no C3
now. It actually is, but it's more like a neighborhood commercial, I think.
Or do we have...
It's not applied anywhere.
Do we end up having a industrial commercial?
We could call it industrial.
Or they could change the definition of the concrete plant to like industrial.
Light industrial.
Do we do light industrial then all the way down Broadway? So this would be light industrial down through here too? Because Evergreen's here, you got...
It should be C2. You got a lot of retail businesses that go out this way.
What do you have for retail out there?
You have restaurants. You have restaurants. Well, you have two barber shops. You have
Saddle Mountain.
Yeah. You have.
You got a truck. You got a truck shop right by the overpass.
You got the tea place.
So that truck shop. That truck
you
shop.
The Japanese,
oh, there's that grocery store. Los
Holmes. You got the grocery store. You've got a lot out there. You've got Zavala's old place.
What they do on Broadway right there. I wish, I don't know if you can do it or not, but I'd like it to have it where those businesses can't, you know, drive in and back out on the Broadway to take off.
100%. Yeah. Correct.
I mean,
like Zavala's.
There's only two that do it now. Jonathan Glass and you got Zavala's.
Right.
And that Palmas one, it did have it, but they started to begin to down below. But if they could take that out where you couldn't back out onto Broadway from... Mm-hmm.
Johnson's needs to move their parking to the side.
Do, because when I pull in there, Dr. Ken, sometimes you pull out that light changer, the big semi's coming down, you ain't got much time to get out of the way.
No, you don't. And the same problem with Zavala's.
So on this side...
Oh, you just had a big meal, you're half asleep, and you're backing out.
Right. On this side of Broadway... On this side of Broadway, where is your retail done? On the west side of Broadway, where is your retail done at all?
Our incubator building...
But that's on the east side.
Okay, you're talking.
Yeah, I'm talking about this side. Yeah, because I'm sitting here looking at this going.
Here we have that closed up video place. Johnson's Glass.
You probably start here with retail again happening.
Well, the that's the truck shop right there.
Right. Right, but I mean, you probably started there.
And where's the marijuana? Is it right here?
No, it's in the counter.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, that's Charles's place, right?
Yeah.
Did that go through?
They got the black fence going.
The black fence?
They're growing?
They got a black fence.
They never took that down? The black fence isn't legal.
Right, that's why I asked, is it still going?
I saw that.
I know there was some conflict of interest.
Right behind Charles Garcia's. There's black fence.
What goes on over here? Is that different in character than what's over here?
Yeah, this area, at least in this little section on both sides of the road, is definitely retail. But from about probably large all the way down, it's pretty much the same thing going on here. And that's why, and it's not a bad place for it.
Because maybe all of that can be the same, if it can be kind of a mixed commercial and industrial.
Right, on the other side of Broadway, it really is that. I mean, that's more of the definition.
What so you're saying you want this retail down through here?
C2. It already is retail. I mean, you can't undo that. I mean, I wouldn't undo it.
Saddle Mountain?
See, this right here is like 45 little tiny
Saddle
houses.
Mountain, you have two, you have at least one grocery store, and I think there's two.
Down there?
Yeah. Then you have Zavala's old place, which is a restaurant. Then you have two basically permanent taco wagons, and then you have the bubble tea place. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you cut a fair amount. I know, because my wife likes bubble tea. So, and you have three barber shops or two barber shops and a hair care place.
And well,
Jagged Edge is right there too.
Yeah, welding, Angel Trucking.
Well, Angel's is kind of off of that.
The welding isn't that down in here?
Yes, that welding's more in the industrial.
Oh, and then you got the propane place,
industrial. But like I said, this section through here, this is right now. It probably would be C2. But where, like I said, do you make this area? That's a good question. Like I said, I don't know of any retail, anything that isn't industrial happening to about, where does Les Schwab? Mm-hmm. They are Larch or Spruce?
Spruce. They're on Spruce.
So right about there.
Because Pronto Lube is right up here on Larch, at Old Hotels on Larch.
So
and then you have the school, not the you have CBHA's building in there, but that's probably going to get abandoned.
So this should.
I'm talking about the little building on Broadway.
So this would be, this area of town right here is industrial.
Okay.
And that's the only businesses they really have there until you reach Spruce. Then it goes back into probably what would be C2.
So this should be just the same as this?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you guys all agree?
And then you just change the definition of those businesses to be industrial instead of C2.
Which would work really good considering we have a paving company there and we have a, you know, well, the companies that we have there, we don't want them over here.
But you have like,
see right now, they're the same thing as, well, this area. Yeah.
Okay, here you have Broadway though. So here you have, you're having C2, but also you have Doug's paving concrete business in here.
Where's that at?
Doug X, that's in here somewhere.
Where?
Going out towards the golf course.
You know, somewhere in there. I'm guessing this lot.
Oh, this is my house. So it's
where's right that house?
Right there. The house is right there.
Oh, where's that orange mansion that nobody can buy right there?
Down in here somewhere? Yeah. And why can't nobody buy that?
Zoned industrial.
We have to have a helicopter to get in there.
There's, yeah. There's no right-of-way in there when you built that thing.
No, no, it was built. There's a bank when they took it back. It is about a kind of industrial.
It should also be industrial.
Sold all the land around.
You guys, you all agree this should also be industrial, maybe? Considered?
Is that the vet?
What about, like, where the school is? Is that industrial, too?
Yeah.
Up to Tech Street?
Oh, yeah. Bus parking?
Well, the, but like some of these, like the welding shop, isn't that up front, also back?
Would a welding shop be commercial?
Industrial.
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 So is it,
I mean, here you have, you have.
Stuff for welding, or they do welding there or both?
They do welding there.
They make.
They do assembly.
Equipment, they build, yeah, manufacturing, good word.
So, let me ask all this. Where does?
What about, like, there's a, is it on Hudson? There's a mechanic shop?
Oh, he's down the block.
Yeah, but you're, you'd be fine with that if you called that C2, because.
The other one.
Kirkland.
Used to be, yeah.
Ken Kirkland.
No. Yeah, Ken's down the block, but there's that, on business property. There's that, used to be the electrical motors.
We're gonna have to have a third commercial.
Not everything needs to fit, you know, exactly in one or the other. Like, there can be some mixing, so.
Well, like I said, I think this area being unique, do we all pretty well agree on that? That this area through here is a pretty unique.
I agree, C1.
You want C1 all the way up here? So these places have to provide a parking lot for their places?
I like the C4, so.
Is there?
I think this is more consistent with.
There is no space for parking right now.
No, there's still.
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. This is really consistent with downtown Moses Lake. This isn't. And same thing, as you go this way, it isn't.
So would you go down for 11th, or where would you start?
For what?
For
what would be, let's say, like, this is like, and again, I'm using downtown Moses Lake, which I think is.
So you're starting at McDonald's on 4th.
Bank, it's right here.
US Bank.
Or US
Bank, down to Juniper. This L would be C1.
Its own little.
Yeah, it's unique.
The buildings are right to the sidewalk.
Right.
Right to the sidewalk where the rest of these aren't.
And so you want different
yeah.
structuring codes in here?
Yes. Similar to what's in downtown Moses Lake. It's an older area town, and it's got the opportunity for, like I said, if you're going to do something, there'd be a good place to do it.
So what would we call that? C1?
C1. That would be C1.
We're not worried about names too much right now.
Yeah.
It might be that once you talk it all out, you decide that there's not that much difference between, you know, mm-hmm. what you're
but
doing.
But I think there's a big difference with this area and what happens this way and this way.
But a lot of this is all grandfathered in.
No parking.
Well, yeah. But that makes it difficult for somebody to redevelop it if the
Correct.
Codes don't allow it to. Or even if somebody was moving into an existing building, that's a problem if they're required to have parking and then you have to go through a process.
This should remain unique.
Oh, yeah.
Because she doesn't have any off-street parking, but there's a vacant lot right there.
So what, the city needs to buy that lot and provide the parking?
No.
Oh.
If we had allowed her to use the city parking lot, we had to have something in return from her, unless we voted on a variance for her, because otherwise we're giving the city property for her to be using as part of her business.
So
we had to vote on it as a variance and allow her to utilize the parking lot behind us.
Right across from CBJ's, there's a big parking lot.
There's
yeah.
That's in your unique area.
That's where you park.
So,
but that's owned by CBJ.
For now.
So is it supposed to be public parking?
Is it not?
And so if it's public parking, who owns it?
Well, CBJ owns it.
Right now they do.
But That, again, that comes down to what I'm talking about. These businesses are small. They're not seeing a lot. They're not seeing the number of visits that this area is or this area is.
Where's the theater, is it?
So the old,
theater would be outside of it.
The old liquor building just got bought.
Right.
As office for Leprechaun.
People are working there that they don't, that doesn't have to leave.
Oh, they're not selling liquor down there?
Yeah.
Last few months. I don't know when exactly.
That would be, that is a question though, because would it all be retail in here? That bottom floor?
That's why I'm asking.
So if you have somebody who's buying that, using that for their.
Your idea is cool, but what about people coming in and buying these buildings one at a time?
Well, that's again, comes down to this group to make that decision on some of this planning. Do you want a vibrant retail, potential vibrant retail area, or do you want it to not be?
Do you think we can get retail to move in there?
You got retail moving in there now. You have a lot of retail down there.
Or are they going to want to move more over in here where there's those open lots and stuff?
Not that retail.
Mm-mm. I mean, I'd stay shy of that area just because of the parking.
It's definitely a niche area right now. Could it be more? Or you leave it the way it is? I guess that's my question. But the same thing, if you leave it wide open, do you want that going everywhere? I say this is unique, and it should be handled in a unique way.
Well, it's the old part of town that's left.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always been there.
It's the original downtown.
But the building's right up to the sidewalk, as opposed to what goes on here and here. Mm-hmm.
So say Brian wants, right now, say Brian wants to tear his building down and redo it.
Mm-hmm.
So he dozes that out. Can he build it right to the sidewalk, or will he have to put a setback in there?
If we make it unique that way, you could build.
No, I'm just asking what would happen right now.
If we tore down the building? C1, it would be the C1.
Say Gentry wanted to tear out that building there. I mean, it probably ain't going to happen, but I'm just saying, give an example.
In our current zoning. Take a look at it.
So he'd have to provide off-street parking right there in front of his building and put his building back inside those other buildings.
Which would be impossible. Two spots is the most we could do. So in the back, the reason we can even park like this is because we share with the insurance office.
The other
so we can all pull in.
Right.
Like,
oh, I understand that, but I'm just trying to figure out what's happening here.
It's not easy to park on the other side of the street and cross.
No, it's not. It's not.
Because, I mean, those buildings in there are old buildings. At some point in time, there's going to come a makeover. Major makeover.
So in the current zoning for C1s, setbacks are required.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have it the way it is.
But in the building chapter,
your grandfather, who's there?
It says they have to be built up to the sidewalk.
That's why I say this is unique in this area. That's why it should be done
C1
different.
There's.
If you want consistency in code, I'd say keep it that unique.
That's one of our problems.
Yeah. So
make that a unique zone, whether it be C1.
Check your verbiage what we call C1.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the things we can let Ann do. And she had to do this with Moses Lake already.
So what is
very similar?
Maybe we should go around there. What is everybody's opinion?
My opinion is I agree with Chris on the first couple blocks here on First, but I'd like to go clear 7th, at least 7th on C1 myself.
That you have to be all the way built to the sidewalk?
Buildings to the sidewalk?
Well, C1 the way we got it, but I'm saying we're going to maybe change that verbiage a little bit, are we?
So I think what we're talking about is what should you expand the area where buildings are built to the sidewalk? Maybe there's no parking required. It's a little bit different.
Keeping this, in my opinion, keeping this unique the way it is doesn't require us to do anything. If we extend it any farther, there's going to be some.
So like,
I think it's going to put some onus on, and the same thing, and it's going to put onus on these buildings too to deal with that.
So you're thinking of first to fourth.
That's where you're thinking, first to fourth.
And down.
And down to Juniper.
Down to Juniper on three.
So that would include Pronto Lube, it'd include the old Sun Basin building, which is now a hair shop.
Yeah.
Which is built to the sidewalk.
It would include the old woodworker building, which is
Built to the sidewalk.
Now a lab.
No, well,
it would include the stereo shop that went in, Crazy Leo that sells cars.
That's the one that's going to get the interesting
car dealership. He rents.
I'm just.
That's the one that's going to be. And do you want that down there? Do you want that? Do you want
a car? We don't want Crazy Leo in there.
I mean, do you want a car dealership down there?
You don't want force of business.
I hear you.
And then we got the taco truck that sits there on Large Street. Used to be by the pink building. It's not pink no more. They didn't paint it. Then
it looks pretty consistent.
Isn't there some residents in there?
Other than the auto sales.
Where the AT&T building is, the phone building? In the back there, that.
There's a lot of room in the back.
I know, but those are residents back there.
Where's Cool Testing? Because there is a house on
would be about,
what's on the other side?
What's on that side of AT&T?
There's a house just south of Cool.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And that building, as it goes back, has all been transferred into residential.
Right there.
There's like three
apartments. I think it is zoned, well, it's obviously zoned commercial.
Yeah, they put the lawyer, Steve Sackman, put two sets of apartments.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
So how did
he's living there now.
He got three apartments in the basement.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Apartments allowed in commercial.
Oh, where did he live?
He lives in one of them.
Travis,
kind of.
Steve Sackman lives in one of those?
Yeah. He sold his house.
Okay.
How about the other ones that aren't a caretaker?
Well, he's there, and he has to be he can do that.
Commercial is apartments?
I think, yeah. Well, there's two places. One he lives in, and then
there's... Oh, he just
had
one rental,
huh? Yeah.
Okay.
But what's that called?
That's about right there.
Which
here.
Street is it on?
It's on Hemlock.
Between Hemlock and Hemlock.
So dwelling units when fronting Cedar, Hemlock, Scutney, and North 14th are allowed. In C1, in C1B.
Oh, C1B, yeah, that's down here.
But I also see one, which is,
Okay.
We got a lot of different little codes that.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
We can get red barns in every day.
Yeah.
Well, let's give her some kind of direction.
Well, I don't know. I mean, have we made a decision? Do you want this to be a uniquely zoned commercial area?
Very? Yes or no?
I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
I think so. It is what it is. I mean, those are buildings to the sidewalk. You know, there literally is very limited parking.
So, keep this a zoning, or do we add clauses in for this section right here?
Clauses?
Like variances for all of them?
Not variances, but you could do something to define this to make, but.
What's the best, have a whole nother commercial?
Depends on how different it's going to be from the rest of it. You know, if you're going to have different setbacks and things, I would say just make it its own,
right.
own little
the
thing.
Setbacks have to be because of what they are.
So,
but then we also have the tire shop in there too.
They're not going to, they don't have to move it to the, they can leave it right where they want to leave it.
There's still a lot of coming in there, change tires, trailers getting pulled in.
Yeah, some, not everything's going to fit, and so some of it's going to be non-conforming, and you just deal with it, and eventually...
It's grandfathered in, I understand all that. But I'm just trying to bring everything up here to think about.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay, so that area is different, and then you're talking...
Even along Hemlock here, this goes in with...
How's that area built up?
Yeah.
Hemlock, that's where the old driver's license place is, isn't it in here somewhere? Where's Ace?
Right there. Ace is right about here.
Oh, Ace.
This is Sterling, or Umpqua.
Oh, this is the park here.
Well,
Avista's in here, right?
Avista's right there.
Avista? What's here?
Ryman is in there.
This is Dewey's.
No.
Dewey's?
No, he's up here.
Okay.
He's up here.
What's here beside
the
park?
Oh, that's right. He's on the other side.
There's residents right here.
Mm-hmm.
There's some residents right here.
What's here? That's Dewey's?
Yeah. That's Dewey's.
And this is CBHA right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is parking here.
And there's CBHA is here.
So CBHA has a lot of property and parking lot in there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But there again, when they change their building, then who owns them parking lots? Because
where do they sell that building to?
Because what's going to happen is all these little unique buildings in here are going to want to use that, have public parking, because back to the street can't handle it.
So you're telling
I don't like going to Gentry just because I don't know where to park. I have to walk a mile.
So are you going to tell them they have to build parking?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't like going to Gentry. Because there's parking. So what am I going to do? Go to Sun Basin instead?
They do have better parking.
Again, it comes down to... Roger, are you
going to tell
these businesses they have to provide a parking garage? Or what are you asking?
So all these businesses have to buy community property, buy out CBHA and buy that community parking lot? But then I don't want to park across the street and run across Main Street and Ryan's place.
Nobody would do that.
I'll end up getting run over. Because I'm getting slower in my old age.
So, like I said, my feeling is leave it, again, unique the way it is without putting those requirements on. Leave it as is.
So,
what is going on here is not going on everywhere else.
Right.
It should.
Well, I agree with that.
I agree with you on that, yes. But I still
have... Well, you got to classify that street too?
Yeah, and then this will end up being C3.
And this
Walmart will be C2,
C3. C2 would go.
That's what I see. Chris is trying to have three C's.
C2. 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 And the night.
That's industrial. That's
you know, and I didn't plan on this, but. And then you'd have C3B on the outside of the C2s. So you'd have transition of retail all the way out.
So we'd run
to the center of town. Again, it makes it unique and kind of. Cool.
Yeah.
Then I think we need to have the education committee come in there and make it unique.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Not like the rest of the street, more unique.
And if you are going to put in some sort of area where you wanted to build something special, that might be a good spot.
Okay.
Kind of worked in Leavenworth. There's no parking there either.
Plenty of people go there anyway.
And a lot of people go there. And they even go to the other businesses. They don't go to the dentist, so it doesn't help me out a whole lot.
We got about 10 minutes left. I hate going past 2 hours. She's got to drive home, so.
What do you think
of
that,
Ann? Do you want to make a motion, Chris, or something?
Well.
I don't know if you need a motion.
I don't think so. I think we're just giving direction. Does that sound like a reasonable plan? And like I said, with the addition of maybe adding some light industrial into this area.
Are we asking Chris to define what C1, 2, 3 is?
No, we're asking Ann to do it. We're just giving her some direction as to maybe where we want.
Can you do that, Ann? Can you give us directions on how to?
Well, I was going to ask a little bit more about, so what's different about this compared to
these people all provide parking on their own property.
I understand what's different about this, but what's different between this and this?
Number of amount of traffic.
Big Walmart, little business.
Yeah, big box store. Big box store type.
So
high volume.
This C2 and this C...
C3.
C3. And this down Broadway would be C3, too?
Yeah.
Except Johnson Glass.
Okay, what's First Avenue?
Or C2.
First Avenue mirrors that, correct?
Yeah, this would be C2. So you have C2, down to...
This should be C3 in here, shouldn't it?
When we get down by Central Concrete and the Burger, the old bean plant...
That's over here.
Oh, that's over here. That ought to be C3.
This is...
I agree.
Or lighting, light commercial.
This is the Vol is in here, somewhere in here. This is Saddle Mountain.
This is the only area of retail I really don't have a good answer for.
And that is your entrance into town also, which the beautification committee wants not to be trash.
Or nice to make it to where there's no backing out onto the highway.
Well, out of there is all... And what we have in this area is we have...
But you say that...
Barber shops.
Johnson Glass, there's only two businesses.
Couple of restaurants.
So maybe that's something where we need to deal with them personally.
Bubble tea shop.
An espresso type.
Done, isn't it? That's not done?
I mean, that's what's...
So I can build on the...
Little area there.
So I can build on this, the Vol property down here?
What you do with that?
Keep my building?
The rest of them, I think they make a lot of sense.
Have drive-in parking?
That one, I don't know. I don't know if that's fine, make another section of C2? Or do you make this, and this is, as they said, an entrance into town, do you make this, do you extend the C2 into this area? But it isn't contiguous with the industrial.
It's just...
So one thing you can do is that in your, so you have, you only allow the big box type stores out in these outlying areas, but you could still allow all the uses here, out here as well.
That's what we do. Okay, that would work, so it would still be C3 allowing these.
From Wanda Johnson?
Perfect, that would work well. That would work really well. So you would extend, I think you would extend what we're calling right now C2, all the way out to the highway.
26?
Yeah, and to include Columbia. This would be all C2.
Other side of Columbia also? Or just one side, between Columbia and the highway?
I'd go, good point, all the way up.
Why is this commercial? That's the old movie theater there.
This is a movie theater. But again, when you're talking, you know, the city's, hey, John?
Yeah.
You might be able to help us on this one. Columbia Street. And we're thinking of making that kind of similar zoning to what happens on Main Street as opposed to C3, which is what happens at Walmart.
Look, we got warehouses right here.
Whereabouts on Columbia?
Onion warehouses.
Hmm?
Whereabouts on Columbia?
All the way up.
Right.
Make that all retail. So that would extend...
We got onion warehouses right here, but that's...
That's C3.
You mean on the right side of Columbia, because on the left side, you get down a couple blocks, you got all kinds of housing.
You're talking east of her?
Well, you have, this is R4.
Yeah.
All in this area. I'm talking that from, you know, that whole road down Dells all the way out, all the way up to 7.
Yeah, from...
Yeah, up to 7.
From Dells up to...
Commercial.
Yeah, but Columbia's going through...
C2.
14.
Yeah.
CBHA is, isn't Columbia going on the edge of CBHA?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, it's right here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm R2 now, huh? I live right here.
Can you zone this commercial all the way up?
No, there's houses.
Along...
There's houses that are...
Okay, so you can't do that.
So is Columbia gonna jog? How's it gonna go through there?
No, it goes through the residential.
So then you're gonna stop, then I guess you would stop the residential...
So you're gonna have commercial traffic running through residential to go back to commercial?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And that's what we want?
Well, that's already approved.
Too late on that one.
I want my kids living on a street where there's a fair amount of traffic?
Welcome to Old Fellow.
At this point, it's just whether you make it C3, and like I said, we're saying C3 would be more your big box stores, high traffic. Do you want to limit that?
The one guy's thinking about building that hotel up here, we figured out...
Would the hotel still be allowed in a C2? Probably, I would think.
Hey, John?
How far down?
7.
So that's 7 right there.
Yeah.
Is Danny Nygaard back on building that hotel? No?
I've talked to someone else who's looking at purchasing it to build a hotel.
Okay. So some of the changes.
So a hotel's still kind of on.
Okay, so then this would be, like I said, what we call C1. I'm just mapping this out. C2, that would wrap all the way up to 7th. This would be C2 here.
Isn't this where the hotel, somewhere in here?
Yep, but that would be allowed in C2, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because they were talking about developing it all out, restaurant.
Back behind Dell's?
Yeah.
All that would work. Actually, Dell's, what's going to happen? Someone going to buy them out, or is that?
No, they're selling.
This would be.
They actually want me to find a renter. If they can't find a renter, they'll want to sell.
This and this should be.
It should be into the industrial, yeah. And this goes back into the C3.
63. So if you know of anybody, let me know.
Yeah, it's already industrial.
Yeah, it's like a taste.
Most of it's pretty much all industrial already. The school bus barn is right here, about, and then you have a gas company.
AmeriGas.
You have welding and
Gex. Concrete.
The old vet is right there. I don't know if that turns into anything, but. Yeah, I know, but what happens to that building? Is it?
Are you sure?
Yes, it is. Here's Ben.
Oh, barely is. It barely is.
Sweet! That works! It'll probably be a pot shop.
You are right.
Except technically there's a park there, so maybe you could get away with it. Maybe you can't.
No, what we're trying to do right now is make it. City choose how far outside the city limits of pot shop.
I know. I'm just being a smart aleck. I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist. That's okay. I'd rather have a pot shop there than.
Okay, I will see what I can do sometime for the next meeting.
Yes.
When McLean's moved out, what was it?
Huh?
The Napa school that's down there now.
Yeah. It was before it was that it was Ranch and Homer. That was Ranch and Homer originally. It was awesome. When I was a kid, I loved that place. But it was Ranch Right, and they had guns, lots of guns. So did Western Auto in the middle of town.
But McLean's Hardware was there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There first.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah, they were down here on
no.
First, and they moved down there.
Yeah.
And then Ranch Right bought them out, and then Phoenix brought Ranch Right out, and then all the parts were Phoenix.
And that was that. Now that's what it is.
Okay, have you got enough direction?
We'll see.
And our next meeting, Trish, is what day?
Next month.
Next third Monday. What day is that?
Is that the week after the fair?
Anything else, sir?
I think, yeah. It's the Monday after, or the Monday
interesting
after.
Interesting design.
Whatever day it is.
18th.
Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yep, so moved.
Second?
Second.
All fair and say
aye. Aye. Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. The ladies in them, Joe.
September.